Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Well, as December kicks off here in the North End, there's a lot of celebrating and holiday markets for arts and crafts and local goods, including Yulebian, a celebration up in Knife River. Also, the Washington Artists Cooperative Gallery 315 happens all day on Saturday, December 1st. And, well, the Duluth Winter Village is a weekend-long celebration at Glensheen. That is happening both days this weekend, December 1st and 2nd, down on the shore of Lake Superior. It's their third year, and with over 40 vendors, it's a gathering of local makers sharing their arts and crafts, food, and so much more. I asked organizer Mallory Moore of Duluth Loves Local, what is the Duluth Winter Village?
Duluth Winter Village is an amazing holiday extravaganza. It takes place the first weekend of December at Glensheen. There are wonderful hosts. It's everything you can imagine you'd want. So there's food, and there's beer, and there's shopping, there's live animals. This year, we added more shuttles, so we have way more shuttles going back and forth from our two free lots. We also have the Hiki Hut, which is a brand new mobile sauna company. They're going to be set up on Lake Superior on the beach. You can register ahead of time. You actually do the full sauna experience. You put on a swimsuit. You'll jump in the lake if you want to. Otherwise, you can just sit by the fire after you enjoy the sauna. We also have a Yule Lodge, which is our food lodge this year. So we're going to have a warm spot for people to eat. We'll have three main vendors in there, which will be Sir Ben's, Babena Cafe, and Canal Park Brewery. And then we'll also have coffee and Zenith bread, pastries, and Duluth Best bread in the Yule Lodge. So you'll be able to go in there and get a meal or a snack and warm up. So it's just a way to come out and get some local shopping done for the holidays, but also just enjoy the cold weather. We never know what we're going to get the first weekend in December, but just kind of warm up, bundle, and enjoy the community that we have here.
So many local makers involved in making the Duluth Winter Village a success. I spoke with one new vendor who's had a store for just over a year on Superior Street, Huckleberry Stationery.
Well, my name is Emily Ekstrom, and it's a store based off of my love for paper and stationery. So we have really fun greeting cards, gift wrap, and nice, unique gifts to kind of go along with that. We have just finished our first year, so we've been here a year as a store. We started as a pop-up through the Greater Downtown Council, and now we are officially a permanent location. I've watched the success of the Winter Village, and it's been a dream of mine to kind of participate with it, and so this will be our first year participating. I kind of envisioned Duluth's Winter Village as a winter wonderland. So you're kind of shopping around, you have your hot cocoa in hand, and it's like that full Christmas experience. It just sounds like a magical place to be a part of, and I'm really excited. At the Huckleberry booth, we are going to have an array, a small selection of our Christmas cards that'll be there. We'll have some gift wrap, really fun, unique gifts. We're featuring some that are from local makers, but as well as just Midwest proud products. And then just some really fun, unique gifts that you don't find everywhere. So just kind of uniqueness is what we will be carrying at our cabin, and we have partnered with Duluth Loves Local, and we are going to be having a unique Duluth Winter Village mug. It's shaped so there's not a handle, so it's perfect to carry with a mitten, and you can fill it with a beverage with purchase, so you can have your hot cocoa while you shop and walk around, and that's something that we'll have particularly at our booth.
Mallory of Duluth Loves Local reminds us of the best ways to get to the Duluth Winter Village.
I recommend not coming by car. We have two free lots set up at UMD Lot B and then at Duluth East High School. They will have shuttles running from 9 to 6 both days continuously. And then you also could walk or take an Uber or a Lyft to get there. It is kid-friendly, so you can bring a stroller. They will fit on the bus, but it'll be a little cramped. But yeah, definitely Sunday's a less busy day. So if you want to come with a little less of a crowd, Sunday's your best bet. Glensheen is the perfect location. We really lucked out with them wanting to let us come over. But yeah, we're on the lake. There's a historic mansion on the other side of you. You can do the Christmas tours. They've got lights out inside and outside the mansion now. And then we also have carolers come with bonfires. So it's just a full experience. No matter where you look, you're going to find something that's truly Northland inspired.
The Duluth Winter Village is happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, December 1st and 2nd, from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., and everyone is invited. Information on getting to and from the Winter Village is online at kumd.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.